This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Supercomputing company Cray just announced the news that it will deliver a $128 million Cray XC computer system to the UK. The super advanced system will do weather modeling at the Met Office, which is the United Kingdom's national weather service. But it's supposed to do much more than predict that London's weather will again be overcast tomorrow. Barry Boulding is Vice President of Business Development at Cray. Barry, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks for having us.
$128 million worth of computing equipment looks like what?
It looks like a bunch of refrigerators, or what we call racks, that line up next to one another. And since we're delivering this over multiple years, not all those racks arrive at the same time.
How big of a change will this be then, as far as what the Met Office can do with weather modeling?
Weather forecasting today is more than just the morning news. It's really about providing a set of products to financial markets, to the defense industry. And what the Met Office has purchased will give them the ability to deliver about 13 times more to their customers than they were able to deliver with their previous system.
How much of Cray's business is really, if we get right down to it, about climate change?
It is a significant part of our business. It's not the only area, though. We provide similar types of computing for oil and gas exploration, modeling the markets, defense, also sports analytics. In fact, we have a system at a Major League Baseball team today.
Which one?
I can't say whether they're still playing or not. They consider it enough of an advantage that they don't want us to be talking about their system.
That's fascinating. Okay, well, I won't push you on that, but let me ask you this. Are we really making leaps and strides in this area of being able to predict not just tomorrow's weather, but actually go further into the future at a more high-resolution level?
The ability to model the weather has vastly improved in terms of its accuracy. And what we need over the next few years is a very close link between forecasting of weather and long-range climate forecasting. That's going to be a critical area. We can do climate change modeling today, and we try to project 100 years from now. It's actually harder to do climate change predictions that are shorter than to make averages for 100 years out.
Barry Boulding is Vice President of Business Development at Cray. Barry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.